91X News.
It's 23 and partly cloudy. I'm Cal Ayotte with 91X News. Advance polls for the Ontario elections open today and will be open until September 30th. You can find the locations of advance polls on your voter cards. The list is also available on Elections Ontario website. Advance polls were added as another way for people who cannot vote on Election Day, October 6th, to cast a ballot. Students of Loyalist Skills Training Program returned to a new facility this year. The new wing houses Automotive, Electrical and Mechanical Program, as well as Biosciences. 91X caught up with Dean of Skills Training, Tom Malloy, to hear what he thought about the new facility.
We're looking at state-of-the-art equipment in the automotive shop where we had 4 lifts. Now we have 12. So it's the capacity is one thing. In welding, for example, again, we had, 12 or 14 old, well-used welding booths to 20 brand new booths that have obviously create a lot of hype, because once you've seen it, you can see where people walk into that, then there's a wow factor to it.
Tom says he's very satisfied with the new workstations available to students. Premier Dalton McGuinty visited the Kellogg plant this morning to celebrate the upcoming production line. He also talked about the economy and how it affects healthcare.
I'm talking about healthcare this week. So what's the connection here? Well, the connection here is we have growth, we have jobs, and you can't have strong healthcare without a strong economy. And the Ontario economy is on track. Since January of this year, Ontario, with 40% of the Canadian population, has produced 53% of Canada's full-time jobs.
The CRTC is expected to release the outcome today of its investigation into the ownership of the TV channels and websites by the country's major broadcasters and telecom companies. The ruling by the regulator will be announced after markets close this afternoon. The CRTC held 6 days of hearing in June and heard from all of the major cable and telecom companies, which are divided on the issue. There are reports Chad killer Clifford Olson is just days away from death. Vancouver radio station CKNW reports that the mother of one of the Olson's 11 victims says she's been told by the infamous murderer as terminal cancer. Sharon Rosenfeld tells CKNW that Olson made a prophetic comment at the end of last December's parallel hearing.
At the end, he said that this would be the last parole hearing. He would not ask for another one. So I was interviewed on that one, and I said, you know, you can't believe him, you know, but I guess maybe he knew back then, you know. I mean, there must have been some signs back then.
Rosenfeld says Olson has been moved from the Quebec prison where he was serving his life sentence to a hospital in Laval, Quebec. Toronto police are looking for a 40-year-old autistic boy who failed to return home from school Tuesday afternoon. Stephen Liu was last seen about 3:30 p.m. near Leslie Street and Commerce Avenue. An Amherstburg police surgeon is facing charges under the Police Service Act. Sergeant Colin Sterling, a 12-year-old veteran of the force, is charged with neglect of duty, discreditable conduct, and deceit. The charges are in connection to record keeping. Sterling will face a hearing on October 5th. That's 91X News to 204. Here's Captain Cleaver with sports.
The NHL's all-time leading scorer among American players is calling it a career. Mike Modano announced his retirement Wednesday with a posting on his Facebook page. After a long summer of thinking about my future, I've come to the decision that it's time to retire as a player from the NHL, he wrote. What a great ride it's been. The Ottawa Senators welcome Stanley Cup champion Boston on another busy night of NHL preseason action. 3 Canadian teams are on the ice. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in Philly to face the new-look Flyers, while the Montreal Canadiens are home to Buffalo. The Yankees have a shot at clinching their 16th postseason berth in 17 games this afternoon in the Bronx. New York is a win away from the playoffs, entering Game 1 of a day-night double-dip against Tampa Bay. The Toronto Blue Jays try to bounce back from last night's 10-6 loss to the visiting LA Angels. Scott Verplank is recovering from surgery to rebuild his left wrist and won't be playing for about 5 months. The surgery last Friday came 1 month after Verplank was in contention on the back nine of the PGA Championship until coming up just short of the 17th green and taking double bogey. LeBron James of the Miami Heat has received the Champion of Youth Award from the Boys and Girls Club of America. The award was presented to James by actor Denzel Washington, the club's national spokesman. The award recognizes the relationship that the two-time NBA MVP has had with clubs across the country for the past several years. That's sports. Here's Carl Ayette with 91X Weather.
Today is mainly cloudy with a high of 23. Tonight, cloudy, showers beginning this evening and ending overnight with risk of thunderstorms and a low of 17. Tomorrow, cloudy, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 23. It's 23 degrees. I'm Cal Ayotte with Kathleen Cleaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.